welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Stacey Kendrick with Health Plus. The following is part of a series of Heart Healthy Wellcasts designed by Jessica Guterman, dietetic intern. Jessica, you're a dietetic intern here at the Vanderbilt Medical Center, and if I'm correct, that means you primarily study food and nutrition, is that right?
Yep, that's right.
But today you are not going to be talking to us about anything relating to what we eat, is that correct?
Yeah, I've been doing some research lately about heart disease and how common it is in America and how people can make lifestyle choices to take care of their heart. But, you know, well, we feel our hearts beat every day, and you hear all the time about how important it is to take care of your heart. It struck me that most people, including myself, don't really know all that much about the old ticker. So I went ahead and researched some basic facts.
Okay, so what are some of the things that you found out with your research?
Well, for starters, I was always under the impression that our heart is on the left side of our chest. You know, growing up, when I'd say the pledge, they tell you to put your right hand over the left side because that's where your heart is.
Sure, that's what I've always thought.
Exactly. So as it turns out, our heart is actually pretty centrally located in the middle of our chest, but it's tilted a little bit to the left. So in our chest, the heart actually looks a little bit like an upside down pear, if you can use your imagination. Basically, that smaller bottom part, which is called the apex of the heart, is the part that sticks out a bit towards the left. That's why we feel beating on the left side.
Okay, so when we think about what the heart looks like, we should actually be thinking of an upside down pear rather than the little heart shape that we usually think about?
Exactly. So that heart shape, the one you draw on a piece of paper when you're doodling, it's not exactly the most accurate portrayal. So for instance, the kind you draw on a piece of paper is symmetrical, right?
Yes.
Both halves look exactly the same.
Right.
But the heart, the organ in our chest, isn't really symmetrical. It's got four different compartments that vary in size depending on their job.
Okay, and what are the different jobs that they do?
Well, the two smaller ones that are up on top have a job of receiving the blood that is coming back into the heart, either from the body or the lungs. The two bottom compartments are larger. Those ones are called ventricles.
So if the two on top receive the blood, does that mean the two on the bottom pump it back out?
Exactly. So the two compartments, or the ventricles, pump the blood back out, but they're sending the blood to very different places, so they're different sizes. The right ventricle sends the blood your body has used back to your lungs to pick up fresh oxygen. The lungs aren't that far away from the heart, so that right side doesn't have to work quite as hard. But the left side, or left ventricle, has to be larger and stronger because it sends the fresh blood with the oxygen back out through our blood vessels to the rest of our whole body.
So it has a long way to go. When you say blood vessels, what does that include?
Blood vessels are the veins, arteries, and capillaries that carry our blood. So when you hear people talk about the cardiovascular system, what they're referring to is the heart and then all of those blood vessels. Now, Stacy, do you have any idea how many miles worth of blood vessels we have in our body?
Well, I remember studying it when I took anatomy and physiology, but that was a really long time ago. I don't know. I can't even guess. Tell me.
Okay, well, I was really shocked when I learned this. I learned that if you laid all of our blood vessels end to end, they would measure 60,000 miles long. That's enough to wrap around the earth two times.
Wow, that is amazing. I would have never guessed that much.
Yeah, me either. It really is amazing. And the reason the heart can do that is because that all of those walls of those compartments that I was just talking about are made of muscle. And when that muscle contracts, they squeeze those compartments to push all the blood out. So like I was saying earlier, the left ventricle is the largest and the strongest compartment because it needs all that muscle and power to pump the blood throughout the whole body.
So when you say our heart is really like a muscle, or it is a muscle, is that the same as a bicep or a quadricep?
Not exactly the same thing. But what is similar is that to maintain strength or get stronger, the muscles of your heart also have to be exercised and trained. So for our arms, we do bicep curls with weights to increase the strength. But for our hearts, we do aerobic activity, and that gets our heart rate up, which is using our heart muscles, and that's what strengthens our heart. And just to further emphasize how important it is to have a strong heart, every minute, the adult heart pumps about 5 quarts of blood. That works out to be 2,000 gallons of blood each day. And our heart beats around 100,000 times a day. So, Stacy, by the time you and I are 70 years old and have got gray hair, our hearts will have beaten over 2.5 billion times.
Wow. Well, I hope I make it to age 70, but that's a lot of work.
My goal for our listeners today is, now that they know all their heart goes through to keep them alive and going, they'll have a better appreciation for how hard their hearts are working. Hopefully, they'll do themselves and their heart a favor by taking good care of it.
That's great. I know I will be. Thanks so much, Jessica.
Thank you, Stacy, very much.
Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this Wellcast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email it to us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu, or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu.